This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The best time to control many winter annual weeds with herbicide is in the fall. Although it has been very dry and there really aren't many weeds out there, even the recent little rains is enough to get them to germinate. This time of year, they are small and they don't seem like much, but once they bolt in the spring, they can be hard to kill. Currently, the winter weeds are still germinating, so waiting to spray during a mild stretch in mid-November can be ideal. They are small and inconspicuous, but they are there. It is a good idea to include with a burn down and a residual herbicide to get coverage into the spring. This time of year, the soils are cooler, so the residuals will last a little longer as well. Two of our main winter annuals that are hard to control are henbit and marestail, but pennycress, dandelions, downy brome, and many others can all be problematic winter annuals in the field. Marestail is prevalent here in eastern Kansas, and this weed has been finding its way into the herbicide-resistant weeds list. We mostly think of henbit as a weed weed, but although henbit stays small in the spring, it can be hard to plant through, and it could shade young corn seedlings. In pasture, now is also a good time to control musk thistles. For burn down, glyphosate 2,4-D and dicamba are some of our main options. Although it can be hard to find some chemicals, and the prices have gone up considerably, Group 1 herbicides like Sulfotum, the herbicide in Select, Quazoflop, the herbicide in Assure, can be used to control grasses. Broadleaf herbicides can include Paraquat or Sulfurin, the herbicide in Sharpen. For residual, atrazine is cheap and effective. However, it can only be used if the plan is to plant corn or sorghum in the spring. Atrazine has some rate and location restrictions as well. Atrazine used in November should have enough carryover to provide some control for early germinated summer annuals. It can be mixed with 2,4-D, dicamba, or Sharpen to provide a better control of marestail. Atrazine doesn't control brome or volunteer weed once they have tillered, so therefore it should be mixed with glyphosate and an AMS injunct. For soybeans, fall herbicides include 2,4-D, dicamba, Sharpen, Valor XLT, and many others. The addition of glyphosate can help control the winter grasses. Some weeds, especially marestail, can have a herbicide resistance to glyphosate, atrazine, ALS herbicides like Valor or Classic. It is important to use herbicides with different modes of action and to follow herbicide instructions on the rate of usage. Another issue is that residual herbicides eventually lose their effectiveness and will control weeds into the summer months. Most residual herbicides last a little longer during the winter months, but the effectiveness is reduced when soil temperatures, biological activity, and soil moisture increases. And most residual herbicides need at least some amount of rain before they become active. How long the residuals will last depends on the winter weather, and a spring application of residuals could be needed. For more information on weed control of winter annuals and crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.